The U.S. Coast Guard cutter Healy was built in 1996 and 97. As the Coast Guard's newest icebreaker, the Healy features state-of-the-art facilities. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Katie Ringenbaugh. Join us now for part two of a KNOM Profiles as Clinton White, Paul Korchin, and myself continue our tour on board the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Healy. The cutter Healy is capable of supporting two HH-65A helicopters. The cutter has aviation facilities, which include a flight deck, a helicopter control station, and a hangar complex. Within the complex is a two-level helicopter workshop and a Helo equipment room. We begin part two of our Healy tour with the maintenance manager of helicopters, Ronnie Toll.
I'm an aviation electronics technician chief for the Coast Guard. I'm pretty much the maintenance manager of the helicopters. I've spent my years working on them, and now I manage the maintenance. We have three enlisted personnel that do the maintenance on the helicopters, keep them running for the ship.
Tell us a bit about the helicopters themselves from a maintenance standpoint. What are some of the challenges that you have, especially when you're at sea?
Generally, just getting parts. Parts can be a problem. We try to keep a complete set of pretty much every spare part there is on the helicopter here. But if we use that spare part and we haven't received another part in for that part, if something happens on the other helicopter that uses the same part, we have to wait till that next part comes in. And it could be sometimes a couple weeks. It could be as much as a month. We have no problem grounding the aircraft for what we need to ground it for safety, for personnel, for pretty much anything. If it's unsafe, we don't use it.
Jason Golke spoke with us about his work with the helicopters and additionally about his other assignment aboard the Healy, ordering food.
I'm an FS1, food service specialist. What we do is Helo lands, and if he's going to do a hot refuel, you know, he's basically there if the hose bursts. He's got all the protection on. We stand by 1,800 degrees.
Not the safest kind of work here. Is this something that that you volunteered for and were trained for specifically?
Selecting correct. They usually pick the guys that can pick up and carry a person out. Like I said, you know, our main job is to get the pilots out if anything happens. And that's what we're worried about.
Sounds like another job of yours is in the mess.
I do the paperwork side.
Are you responsible for like what gets on board and what you guys are eating?
I'm the guy that handles all the money. We've got about, you know, $300,000 worth of food on board at all times, so it's a busy job.
What kind of stuff do you order for the crew, and do you take requests?
Lobster, king crab, and filet mignon. They eat everything. It's a well-rounded menu. You know, you have everything from spaghetti to steak to every night's different, chicken, ground beef, and pretty much everything. I got everything in the freezer as you can imagine.
Our tour progressed to the ship's library, where Deck Watch Officer Ensign Kevin Bodwin showed us the collection of books. In the library, we met up with Damage Controlman Paul Thomas, who shared with us his duties aboard the Healy.
What we have here is we have the ship's library, several books donated to the ship by scientists. Also, distinguished guests will often bring a book as an offering, per se, to the ship's library, something to last throughout. And then we also take on some books from the Navy League.
Pretty DC-2, you want to talk about damage control on board here?
I'm Paul Jacob Thomas. I'm a damage controlman, second class.
Well, sewage is a big part of my job. Make sure the toilet's flush for everyone. As dirty as it may sound, it's an important factor for everyone, really. We had some big problems with that at the beginning. Actually had to crawl into the tank a couple times. It's not fun, but someone's got to do it. Pipes bursting, water leaking all over the place, shooting across rooms. It always makes for an interesting evening about 2 o'clock in the morning. Random things scientists want built, just continuously random, just like, hey, can you move this piece of metal 2 inches to the left? And it's about 11 o'clock at night and you're ready to go to bed. That's usually the only time they want something. Other than that, just day-to-day maintenance on the boat, making sure everything stays together, welded up, fire stations, the repair lockers, welding, plumbing, a little bit of carpentry we can do.
Were there a lot of bugs to work out, or do you find that you have a lot of things that you have to fix?
Not necessarily a lot of bugs to work out. I mean, this is only my second boat I've ever been to, but I mean, I know people have been to other boats, and there's always the same problems. A lot of the bugs we do have is design flaws, I'm sure, but lack of doors or how a space is designed. Like, for example, we're gonna redesign the library here just to make it more efficient for the crew. Other than that, things are pretty good. I mean, it's a slow process you got to find out over the years. A lot of our boats are over 20 years old. They seem to be running great because they've had 20 years of experience fixing them up.
Maybe not the most glamorous job, but very important job, duties that you perform and stuff. Is this something that you volunteered for or actually sought out, or something that you fell into career-wise?
I actually kind of fell into it career-wise. When I first joined up, I really had no idea what I was getting into and found out I had a niche for it, and it was something that I actually really enjoy doing. Yeah, there's parts that really suck, but, you know, I really enjoy it and have a good time with it. And it allows me to have the creative freedom to do. I'm not doing the exact same thing every day. You can only turn a bolt one way, but you can make a bracket about 50 different ways. So that's what I love most about my job.
Part two of our Healy tour concludes with Ensign Bodwin showing us the ship's gym.
2 universal gyms, 2 stationary bikes, 3 treadmills. Just recently had a treadmill donated by the Navy League, and we have 3 free weight stations. Got a Stairmaster, which isn't really necessary with our lofty length of stairs that we travel each and every day. Healy's unique in that way. Some ships are broken up where you can only transit, let's say, 2 decks from 1 ladder well. Healy, you can actually transit all the way down to the hull, all the way to a loft con in the same ladder well. You burn off lunch pretty quick after you eat it because you got to walk all the way back up to the bridge, but that's a bridge person talking. Other people in engineering just walk back after. But the gym gets a pretty good workout. It's frequently visited by captain and crew. Captain's a big avid runner, so he enjoys his time on his treadmill. Actually, with the Coast Guard, just implemented a new weight program. So you need to be within certain allowable weight standards. And this is one of those tools that you're 6 months underway. That's all you got. We have the flight deck runners too. People that run around the flight deck, and they've metered it off as to how many times is a mile. Some run the weather decks too, up by the anchor chain and back down aft. This also serves as our primary repair locker. This is a repair too in the event of an emergency.
Join us next week for the third and final segment of our onboard tour of the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Healy. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Katie Ringenbaugh.